ask you each to just address one point in your question, just one point. We only have time for two more.
Mr. Farrakhan?
Yes, sir.
It's good to see you here again.
Thank you, sir. Good to be here.
I'd like you to speak a little bit about the struggle on this campus for divestment. We've been fighting for a long time to get this university to take its money out of South Africa. If you could say a few words to that, we'd appreciate that.
Well, that answers the hypocrisy. You see? Farrakhan is coming. He's a hater. He's a bigot. He's a racist. Farrakhan is coming. The boogeyman is coming. Farrakhan is coming. But here's a college that invests money in a country that takes the original inhabitants and dehumanizes them. And you got to come and literally fight them to get them to divest their funds from that wicked economy, to bring it down, that the 22 million indigenous, homeborn Azanians can find true freedom and expression. But because you got to fight for it, it shows the recalcitrance, because they are connected to those white folk down there, and they don't feel any kinship to the struggle of the black African. So you gotta fight them, pressure them, cajole them, threaten them, and maybe they'll pull out. But they'll find another way to reinvest after you think they have divested. Brother, keep on struggling for them to divest. But they are the racist. They are the real bigots. And they hide behind noble titles and education. But you're dealing with the same monster, but he's Dr. So-and-so and Professor So-and-so and Chancellor So-and-so, man. Satan comes in all kind of titles and descriptions. Fight on, brother. Thank you. But let me tell you something. If they don't divest, they're going to be the losers, because we're going to take it anyway, and it all will be ours. So whatever they put in, it'll belong to the Africans. Ultimately, the blacks will take it back. Don't worry, brother, we're going to be free. Ain't no question about it. No power in the heavens above or in the earth beneath can stop the rising tide of freedom for people who are oppressed, and particularly people of color. So if they don't take it out, we'll take it.
Thank you.
Okay, the last one. Can I get a sister? Would you mind if a sister is the last question? It's the last question. Yes, sister.
Hello.
How you doing?
I didn't have a question. I'm sorry. All I wanted to say was a comment. I wanted to thank you for coming, and thank you for telling us what you told us. A lot of people got tired and left quickly, but we need to hear it, and everybody needs to hear it, even those idiots outside marching and picketing. Everybody needs to hear it. Some of us opposed you coming up, meaning the professors that you were talking about earlier, saying that it was not the right time, that it would divide us. I see us coming together because of this. The marshals that you see come from all parts of our community, and that never happened before that I can recollect. And we're coming together because of this. And I just want to say thank you for coming.
Well, my sisters and brothers, students, may I take this opportunity to thank you, for lending me your ear. I wouldn't refer to them outside as idiots who are marching because they sincerely believe that I am the man that they are marching against. They sincerely believe that I'm a hater, a bigot, a racist. They are the victims of those who wish to exploit me to unite the Jewish community and make me the boogeyman. Well, I can take that. But tomorrow morning, check it out. See what the difference is. You all get together. Stay together. Learn how to love yourself and love one another. Don't you leave this college thinking about getting a job. Leave here thinking of ways to create employment for our people. And the more we work to build, we won't have to demand respect. We will command it because we shall have become a self-respecting people. May God bless you and bless us all. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.